exasperated size around the ground. They want it delivered long. Oh, it's a floater. It's a shocker.
Oh, perfect.
But it's perfect. You can see it in flight. He had no idea where it was going. But Tanner Smith, through luck and a bit of good management, ends up with a mark 45 out. But now they've got a goal. Tanner Smith strikes, and so do the Dockers.
The ball is kicked forward by Broadbent at the Westhoff direction. Couldn't take the mark. Impey the crumb. Accelerates away. Sheridan chasing. Open goal square. Hooks on goal. That's a great individual effort there.
Oh, Dockers dominant with the ball early. Inside 50. Pavlic almost. So close. Pinard goes to ground. Tackle. Strong tackle by Main.
It's a shinned out to Hill. There's a Docker down hurt. He's picking himself up slowly. Could be Lachie Neal. Meantime, the pass to Main is perfect.
He's got a whack across the nose, I reckon, Lachie Neal, so he'll be fine. He's looking a little bit like Lockie Balboa at the moment.
As the shot is had, and it has penetrated the main opening. Yes, it's a goal. Pavlic, yes. Just a little hole, little need. He's only a short man. Couldn't quite get a fingertip on it. He struck it well, and it sails through. See, Subin takes a nice mark. Under pressure too.
So Stephen Hill has it. Accelerates, kicks through it, and then proceeds to slide it home.
Picks the ball in for Pav. Shut his eyes, he's laying on his back, and he takes the mark of the round. There it is. Dixon flew in front, socketed forward by Dawson. It's won, though, down back by the Power in Austin. He got a hand pass to a teammate. He got a kick out, and that is the end of the half. The siren sounding. We'll go into our half-time wrap here on 6PR for IGA, your local IGA, proudly supporting your local footy teams and the TAB. Get the touch this AFL season. Get the tab touch. And remember, gamble responsibly. It's Freo by 8 points on our Parkwood Plumbing Centre scoreboard at halftime. They're 5-8-38 to 4-6-30. Goal kickers, Stephen Hill, Matt Pavlic, Main Smith and Weller. And for the Power, 2 to Ingo, 1 to Dixon, 1 to Impey. Freo by 8 points. This is 6PR football.
Here we go. Broadbent off to Ebert. Into an open goal. And he threads it. And that is Port Adelaide hitting the front.
The cracker. She flirting with danger and turns it over with a horrible kick. Pavlic intercepts the marks. Kicks and goals.
And the pocket Westhoff got it.
No.
Snap towards no. goal. Oh, yes, yes, yes. No, 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 Skeet. That's out. It's a yes. A big yes for a snap on the goal.
Collins in front didn't go the mark, but doesn't matter because Mundy off to Barlow. Michael Barlow. What an afternoon he's having. Ballantyne, Pavlic, Ballantyne marks. 15 out directly in front.
Collins one back and Clark.
He's got to play on. He's got numbers. He's got to play on.
He does get his kick away to the square. Pavlic has taken a mark. This will be the sealer.
Things are starting to click for Fremantle.
As Tucker comes back into the play. And the Fremantle faithful starting the old Freo chant. They know it's not far away now. 21 seconds, in fact. Here we go.
Pittard, Gray, but it's all over. Fremantle fans, the Purple Army have been through some pain, but they're going to celebrate tonight. Port run the ball through Byrne Jones. Hand pass sets up Ebert, who gathers and gives straight to Barlow. He'll have the final say of the afternoon because he'll chip it over the top to Taberner. 55 out, siren sounding in a second. And there it is. Fremantle, a hat-trick of victories to raise their spirits.